Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus and welcome to another session on spiritual warfare.
Dalam dilah pertama Yesus wilujeng sumping dina sesi salajengna ngeunaan peperangan rohani.
In our last session we were dealing with the gates that we open to the enemy.
Sesi satu acana urang ngebahas ngeunaan panto anu dibuka keur musuh urang.
Because it's very important for us to understand how does this defeated devil get access.
Penting pisan keur nyaho kumaha setan anu geus eleh tiasa kenginjalan.
In Matthew 16, Jesus used the analogy of gates.
Dina Matius 16, Yesus nganggo analogi setan.
You see, the devil doesn't have any real power.
Iblis saleresna teu ngagaduhan kawasa.
He has to fool us, and we have to give him the power by our choices.
Ngabobodo urang, terus urang kudu masian manena kawasa ngaliwatan pilihan.
That's why he tempts us, that's why he attacks us.
Eta sababna manena ngagoda jeung nyerang urang.
He hopes that we will open the door and the gate to him.
Kahayangna urang mukakeun panto.
The devil cannot do anything to you unless you allow him to do it.
Setan mah bisa ngalakukeun naon iwal ti urang anu mere ijin.
But the reason we talk on spiritual warfare is because many Christians allow the enemy.
Alasan urang nyarita peperangan rohani nyaeta loba urang Kristen ngijinkeun musuh asup.
It doesn't mean they're possessed.
Kana sartina maranehna kaasupan.
It simply means that the enemy is gaining some access into their situation.
Artina musuh kenginjalan lebet ka situasi nu kajantenan.
Now, what are these gates?
Naon ari panto gerbang teh?
In our last session, we talked about one of the major gates and battlegrounds is the mind.
Di akhir urang geus nyaritakeun salah sahiji panto gerbang pertempuran nyaeta pikiran urang.
It is so important that we analyze our thoughts.
Pinter pisan nganalisa pikiran urang.
Because the enemy loves to put thoughts on our mind.
Musuh resep neundeun pikiran dina otak urang.
And even if your thoughts do not originate with the enemy, if they don't agree with the word of God, they need to be cast down.
Pikiran urang teu sajalan jeung musuh, lamun aya pikiran sesuai jeung dawuhan Gusti kudu dipiceun.
The second gate that I want to talk about is the heart.
Gerbang kedua anu bakal dibahas nyaeta hate.
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
Amsal 4 ayat 23.
Proverbs 4:23.
Amsal 4 ayat 23.
Says watch your heart very diligently.
Jaga hate maneh ku sagala kawaspadaan.
Keep control of your heart.
Jaga kontrol hate urang.
What is the heart?
Naon eta teh?
In this particular case, the heart deals with the attitudes of the person.
Hate aya hubunganna sareng kalakuan jalma eta.
And I have found we are not careful with our attitudes.
Abdi mendakan sering urang caroboh.
If we do sins of activity,
lamun urang gaduh dosa,
Then that's very serious to us.
Eta teh hal serius.
But we maintain bad attitudes and we say, well, that's not so serious.
Tapi lamun terus dilakukan bari jeung nyarios, eta mah teu serius.
But Jesus said to the Pharisees, it's not what goes into a person that defiles him, it's what comes out of the person.
Tapi Yesus nyarios ka urang Farisi, lain nu asup ka jalma anu nganajiskeun teh, tapi nu kaluar nu najiskeun teh. Ngeunaan hal ieu.
And there are two scriptures in the New Testament that I think are very important in this regard.
Aku dipikir aya dua ayat di Perjanjian Baru nu penting.
They give me a lot of understanding on the whole area of spiritual warfare.
Maranehna masian pengertian deui ngeunaan peperangan rohani.
This is Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27.
Dina Efesus 4 ayat 27.
Ephesians 4:27.
Efesus 4 ayat 27.
And 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11.
Dina 2 Korintus 2 ayat 11.
2 Corinthians 2:11.
2 Korintus 2 ayat 11.
And Ephesians 4:27.
Jeung Efesus 4 ayat 27.
This gives us a real clear picture of how spiritual warfare works for the believer.
Ayat eta ngajelaskeun kumaha carana paperangan rohani keur jalma percaya.
These two scriptures say virtually the same thing.
Kadua ayat ieu nyereskeun hal anu sami.
They say, do not give place to the devil.
Tong mere tempat ka setan.
Do not give the devil an opportunity.
Tong mere celah.
And then it talks about attitudes.
Ayatna diteraskeun ngeunaan sikap.
It talks about unforgiveness and bitterness.
Nyereskeun sikap anu ngahampura jeung kapahitan.
It talks about not letting the sun go down on your anger.
Amaramane tong nepi ka panon poe surup.
And then it talks about the actions that come from bad attitudes.
Dituluykeun ku kalakuan nu goreng.
So it is a very biblical understanding that Christians can give place or opportunity to the enemy.
Alkitabiah pisan, lamun urang Kristen muka celah ka setan.
Now let's not argue about whether or not you're possessed or all oppressed.
Tekudu debat naha urang kasupan atawa diteken.
The Bible simply said, do not give place, do not give opportunity.
Kitab suci nyarios, tong mere celah jeung kasempetan.
So it's possible that I can do that.
Bisa bae abdi midamel eta.
So I must guard my attitudes.
Abdi kedah ngajaga sikap abdi.
And it's very clear what I should do.
Jelas pisan naon anu kudu dilakukeun.
It said, do not let the sun go down.
Tong nepi ka panon poe surup.
That simply means deal with your attitudes.
Nyaeta aya kaitanana jeung sikap urang.
That simply means take them to the cross, repent, say sorry.
Artosna nyanda ka kaipalang, tobat jeung menta maaf.
And also the activities that come from these attitudes.
Oge kagiatan nu datang ti ieu kalakuan.
If I'm lusting,
mun abdi dikawasaan nafsu.
If I'm coveting,
mun abdi hoyong.
This may lead to stealing.
Biasa ngakibatkeun abdi maling.
This may lead to immoral activity.
Ngidamel hal moral.
And these activities and attitudes open a door to the enemy.
Ieu muka celah jang musuh.
And many Christians are confused.
Loba urang Kristen bingung.
They know they've been to the cross.
Aranena geus datang ka kaiparang.
They know they've been washed in the blood.
Geus dibersihan ku getih.
So they say, why am I having all these problems?
Nah, abdi ngalaman ieu sadaya.
And they don't realize that the Bible says you can give place or opportunity to the devil.
Kitab suci tos masihan terang urang tiasa masihan kasempatan ka setan.
So analyze your attitudes.
Analisis sikap urang.
And don't let the sun go down.
Tong nepi ka panon poe surup.
Deal with them.
Kaacana urang ngabereskeun.
Turn to the Lord and take him to the cross and say, Lord, take these things away.
Ungkap ka Gusti, candak ka kaipalang, Gusti candak ieu sadaya.
I don't want to give place to the devil.
Abdi teu hoyong muka celah ka setan.
In my family, in my marriage, in my church.
Di kulawarga pernikahan gereja.
Gate number 3.
Gerbang tilu.
Is the mouth.
Nyaeta baham.
Do you remember the famous story in Matthew 16?
Kaderek emut carita dina Matius 16.
Peter was saying, Jesus, you don't have to go to the cross.
Petrusnya rios, Yesus anjun tekedah di kai palang.
And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan.
Yesusnya rios, nyingkir maneh setan.
He didn't mean Peter had a demon.
Lain Petrus ngagaduhan setan.
He was teaching the same thing that I'm teaching today.
Anjeuna ngajarkeun ubakal abdi ngajarkeun.
He was saying this kind of talk and this kind of thinking is inspired from the devil.
Maksudna cariosan atawa pikiran kieu asalna ti setan.
In James chapter 3 verse 10.
Yakobus 3 ayat 10.
James 3:10.
Yakobus 3 ayat 10.
It says out of our mouth can come blessing and cursing.
Nu kaluar tina baham bisa berkah atau kutuk.
several places in the book of Proverbs, it talks about the power of the confession of our mouth.
Beberapa bagian di Alkitab Amsal nyeriuskin kawasat tina cariosan.
The mouth is a tremendous vehicle of spirit power.
Paham dipakai ke kawasaro.
Sometimes our human spirit.
Roh manusia.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit of God.
Roh kudus.
And other times, evil spirit can come through our speech.
Kadang oge roh jahat keluar tina baham urang.
So in our speaking and in our music, we channel spirit power.
Cariosan sareng baham urang tiasa janten channel kawasa roh.
James was written to Christians.
Yakobus nyarios ka urang Kristen.
And notice he says, out of the mouth of Christians can come blessing and cursing.
Anjeunna nyarios dina baham urang tiasa kaluar berkah jeung kutuk.
When I criticize, when I slander people, I aid the attack of the enemy upon them.
Waktu abdi kritik ngahina batur, ngarahkeun serangan musuh ka manehna.
Something supernatural actually goes forth.
Supranatural langkung katingali.
But it's good to know that out of the same mouth can come blessing.
Saya terang tibaham anu sami keluar berkah.
In many cultures of the world,
ina seueur budaya di dunia,
there's witchcraft systems.
Aya sistem perdukunan.
Where people put curses on others.
Usaurang merek kutuk ka batur.
There's all kinds of ways that this happens in the occult.
Cara anu bisa dilakukan.
And I notice those who are interested in spiritual warfare always know about this.
Abdi merhatikan jalmi anu tertarik kana peperangan rohani sok terang hal ieu.
They say, oh, it's very serious, the curses that have been coming upon our family and our church.
Oh, kutuk ngeunaan abdi sareng keluarga abdi nu serius.
All kinds of things have been going wrong.
Kadayana geus kacau.
And we found out people have been putting curses on us.
Kadayana jalma silih merek kutuk.
And this is true and it's very real.
Ieu leres, nyata pisan.
But I believe the Bible says that a curse cannot alight on you unless you cooperate with it.
Kitab suci nyarios kutuk moal bisa asup ka urang iwal ti dibere lolongkrang.
And of course, any of us who have been involved in occult activities of any kind should renounce them and turn from them.
Tas pasti sadaya nu pernah terlibat dina kawasa poe kudu tobat.
Because fetishes and witchcraft and palm reading and all of these things are an open door to the enemy.
Sihir, dukun, maca dampa, leungeun eta mangrupa celah keur setan.
And we must turn from all of these things and renounce them in the name of Jesus.
Kurang kudu tobat sarta nolak di lebet nami Yesus.
Any information or power that you're receiving except from God through the scripture is occult.
Kadaya informasi keur kawasa anu urang nampi ti Gusti ngalangkungan dawuhan Gusti nya eta kawasa poe.
If it's supernatural, it either comes from God or the enemy.
Hal supranatural asalna ti Gusti atawa setan.
So seek God for the information you need supernaturally.
Hilari Gusti kanggo informasi anu diperlukeun secara supranatural.
So we believe in curses.
Urang percaya aya kutuk.
But I want to encourage you to believe in blessing.
Tapi lang kudu langkung percaya kana berkah.
If a witch doctor can put curses on people,
mun dukun tiasa neundeun kutuk ka batur,
and it really happens,
eta kajantenan.
Then why can't Christians pronounce blessing on things?
Urang Kristen ge tiasa neundeun berkah.
To speak the word of blessing by the Spirit's leading.
Keur nyaritakeun berkah saluyu jeung panuyun roh.
And we could release a greater power on the church or on the family or on the country.
Urang bisa ngaleupaskeun kawasaan gede keur gereja, kulawarga jeung negara.
Let's use our mouth to pronounce blessing and not curse.
Gunakeun omongan teh pikeun berkat lain panyapa.
There's great power in the tongue.
Aya kawasa di caritaan urang.
The fourth gate I want to talk about is relationships.
Gerbang nu kaopat hubungan.
If I illustrate with my friend Juan here.
Mun abdi sareng Juan di dieu.
You notice if we're out of relationship, there's a doorway that's open.
Mun aya masalah dina hubungan bakal katempo.
Disunity always gives the enemy an entrance.
Pacengkadan merejalan ke musuh.
Why do you think the devil is trying to break marriages up?
Nah, dina pikiran musuh hayangeun ngabaruntakeun kawin.
Not just with divorce, but with not agreeing together.
Aingan saukur papegatan tapi pacengkadan.
Why do you think the enemy works so hard to bring division and disagreement in the church?
Nah, pikiran teh musuh nyunyian pacengkadan jeung pasea di gereja.
It's because it gives him an open door.
Sebab mere lawang.
But when I'm in good relationship,
amun hubungan ade,
it looks like this.
Bakal katempo.
There's power in agreement.
Aya dina sabengketan.
And the door is closed to the enemy.
Pantona mundut keur musuh.
We cannot overemphasize how important relationship is in spiritual warfare.
Urang ulah kaleuwihi pentingkeun hubungan dina peperangan rohani.
And as I travel in the body of Christ, I see that we really do not take this seriously.
Atuh ngiring ka dunya nepungan badan Kristus loba nu nganggap teu penting.
We come into a meeting and say, we have the victory over the devil in Jesus' name.
Dina riungan aya kamenangan di jero nama Yesus.
And we celebrate what Jesus did to the devil at the cross.
Dirayakeun teh kaunggulan Yesus di kayu palam.
And that's all true and that's all wonderful.
Eta bener jeung luar biasa.
And then we're in disunity.
Uluy aya perpecahan.
We undercut each other.
Diri gorengkeun.
We do hurtful things to one another. And we don't realize we're giving an open door to the enemy. We go into the church prayer meeting. And we pray in the name of Jesus. And we resist the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Nolakna di lebet nama Yesus.
And then we walk out of the church.
Oge di luaran gereja.
We begin to criticize.
Mimitina.
And we don't realize we reverse the effects of our prayer time.
Ye sadar eta teh balik ka efek ti doa urang.
Matthew 18 is our key scripture here.
Matius 18 ayat kunci.
Let me remind you what's in Matthew 18.
Tingali naon waya di Matius 18.
This is a chapter where it says if someone has anything against you,
dina pasal ieu mun pacengkadan,
go to them as many times as you have to put things right.
Lancang direngsekeun.
Do everything you can to be in relationship.
Keur hubungan anu hade pisan.
Matthew 18 is a place where it says when people are gathered to, by the Spirit.
Matius 18 dina waktu ngariung dina roh.
Something happens in the spirit realm when the presence of God comes.
Kajadian di alam roh terus hadirat Gusti lumungsur.
Matthew 18 is where it says if you agree together, something will happen in the spirit realm.
Matius 18 lamun urang satuju sarerea aya kajadian di alam roh.
And Matthew 18 is a place where it says that we must forgive one another 70 times 7.
Dina Matius 18 orang kudu ngahampura anu kalian 70 kali 7 kali.
All of these are principles of relationship.
Kakabe prinsip hubungan.
And the centerpiece of this chapter.
Yang intina eta teh.
It says, whatever you bind will be bound, whatever you loose will be loosed.
Nu dibengket bakal dibengket, jeung nu dilepaskeun bakal dilepaskeun.
But it is necessary for relationship to be able to do that.
Perlu ngajaga hubungan jeung ngarampakeunana.
So here we have the four gates to keep shut.
Eta opat gerbang nu perlu dijaga.
Our thoughts.
Pikiran.
Our attitudes and actions.
Laku lampa.
The words of our mouth.
Ngomong.
and keeping good relationships.
Hubungan nu hade.
Honoring one another, serving one another.
Silih hormat, silih belaan.
We do not have to agree on every opinion.
Kudu satuju kabeh pikiran batur.
I may disagree with you about when Jesus is returning.
Bisa beda pikiran ngenan pisumpingan Yesus.
I may have different opinions with you on various subjects.
Bisa beda sababaraha hal.
But I can still agree with you against our common enemy.
Tapi masih satuju dina hal ngalawan musuh anu sarua.
That's what it means by relationship.
Eta teh hubungan.
Now I would like to go to the subject of opening gates.
Ini orang pindah ke topik muka gerbang.
In our last session we talked about defensive warfare and offensive warfare.
Dina sesi samemehna ngeunaan bertahan jeung nyerang.
The gates that we have just talked about are for defensive warfare.
Gerbang nu ieu ngeunaan pertahanan.
Standing firm against the attempts of the enemy.
Ajeg kuat ngelawan serangan musuh.
And many Christians stop there.
Loba orang Kristen eureun di dieu.
All spiritual warfare is to them is I want to be in victory.
Peperangan rohani artinya hayang menang.
But there's more to it than that.
Tapi aya leuwih teta.
What about the world?
Kumaha di dunya?
What about the society around us?
Di lingkungan urang.
What about the unreached people around us?
Kumanucan kahontal sakurilingan urang.
We need to do some spiritual warfare for others.
Kudu ngayakeun peperangan rohani nuker sajen.
Jesus told us to go into all the world.
Dari Yesus saurang kudu miang ka sakulia dunya.
This was his last instructions before he left.
Ieu parentah nu pamungkas samemeh angkat.
Now, if you're worried about taking aggressive action against the enemy,
namun orang khawatir nyerang ka musuh,
let me tell you the biblical basis is the Great Commission.
Masih terang landasan kitab suci nyaeta amanat agung.
Notice what's contained in the Great Commission.
Naon amanat agung teh?
Jesus said, "Go."
Kudumian.
To every creature.
Kasaban makhluk.
He said, go.
Ke dunia.
To all nations.
Kasagala bangsa.
So that's our target.
Eta target urang.
Every individual.
Unggal jalma.
And every people group.
Unggal kelompok.
He said, preach.
Partakeun.
And he said, disciple nations.
Jadikan murid bangsa-bangsa.
In Matthew 28.
Matius 28.
He said, disciple the nations. He did not say, make disciples from the nations. The word is not a noun, it is a verb. It is to disciple the nations. And he even tells us how we're to do this. He says, teach them all the things I have commanded. That's part of the Great Commission. Preach the gospel.
Injil.
Why?
Nah.
So people can get saved.
Supaya bisa diselamatkan.
But then disciple nations.
Tapi ngamuridkan bangsa-bangsa.
We have nations full of saved people.
Artinya boga bangsa nu loba anu diselamatkan.
And society is a big mess.
Ayeuna kaayaan sosial teu puguh.
It's because we have not taken our responsibility to disciple the nations according to the word of God.
Sabab teu tanggung jawab ngamuridkeun bangsa saluyu jeung dawuhan Gusti.
This book not only tells us how to get saved.
Kitab suci teu saukur kumaha supaya orang selamat.
It tells us how to run government.
Tapi ngajarkeun kumaha ngurus negara.
Family.
Kulawarga.
Economy.
Ekonomi.
It tells us how to do sanitation.
Ngajaga kabersihan.
How to use the land properly.
Ngagunakeun alam negara.
We're to teach people everything God has commanded.
Nu diajarkeun teh nu ku Gusti dipiwarang.
not just win souls,
sakadar menangkan jiwa,
but plant churches
gereja,
that will plant other churches
gereja anyar,
that will disciple the nation in the principles of God's Word.
Murid saluyu ajeng pangandika Gusti.
When we begin to do this,
di waktu ngalakukan ana,
we're going to run into a barrier.
Pasti ada halangan.
Because the enemy has been invited in by the sinning people.
Tadina musuh geus dionang kanu boga dosa.
And he has now shut the door to the gospel and to the truth.
Setan geus mundeutkeun pantopikeun ngawawarkeun Injil.
So when you begin to take aggressive action to go, you will run into a barrier.
Jadi waktu urang nekat init urang meunang halangan.
Now you have two choices.
Aya dua pilihan.
You can go home and say the doors are closed.
Urang bisa tetulus pantona meundeut.
Or number two, you can break down the door in the name of Jesus so the gospel can penetrate.
Atawa didobrak di jero nami Yesus supaya Injil bisa diwawar.
Paul said, pray that I might have an open door to speak.
Paulus doakeun supaya pantona muka keur ngawawarkeun Injil.
But if we're going to open the doors, we need to know where they are.
Tapi upama urang ngarek mukakeun di mana maranehanana?
There's two ways to find a door out of a building.
Aya dua cara pikeun manggihan panto kaluar ati gedong.
Number one.
Nuka hiji.
You can feel along the wall until you find it.
Urang bisa neangan dina tembok nepi ka panggih.
Or number two, you can know where the door is and focus directly on it.
Nomor dua, urang bisa manggihan terus musat ka manehna.
And sometimes I listen to people pray general prayers.
Kakapeung aya nu ngadoa.
Oh God, move and bless and come down and do something somewhere.
Kira ngadamel Gusti berkahan sumping ngadamel di hiji tempat.
Well, that's a good start. But I think we can do a little bit more focusing.
Tapi bisa ngadoa spesifik.
Even the prayer, Lord, send revival.
Kira ngadoa Gusti ayakeun kabangunan rohani.
That may not be a prayer of faith.
Ya bisa bae lain doa iman.
Because we can become more specific.
Kurang bisa spesifik.
Write this down.
Catat.
The more specific you pray, the more faith you exercise.
Beki spesifik urang ngadoa, beki ngagedekeun iman.
That's why the Holy Spirit leads us in prayer.
Eta sababna Roh Suci nuyun ngadoa.
Because he's the author of faith and he tells us what to pray.
Anjeunna nu nyieun iman oge nu mere nyaho nu kudu didoakeun.
That's a specific prayer and a focused prayer.
Eta doa nu spesifik jeung musat.
So where are these gates that we want to kick open?
Di mana pantu gerbang nu rek didobrak?
Again, I want to talk about four gates that we want to open.
Ieu aya opat pantu gerbang nu rek dibuka.
The first one is from structure, in structures.
Nu kahiji nurutkeun jajaranana.
The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
Kitab suci urang teu bajuang ngalawan getih jeung daging.
But we're wrestling against rulers and authorities.
Tapi ngalawan pamarentah jeung penguasa.
I want you to notice everybody is wrestling against rulers and authorities.
Titenan sakabeh bajuang ngalawan pamarentah jeung penguasa.
That's in everybody's Bible in Ephesians 6.
Efesus genep, jelas pisan.
So clearly, spiritual warfare is not just my personal problems.
Peperangan rohani lain masalah pribadi.
We are all in battle against rulers and authorities.
Tapi ngalawan pamarentah jeung penguasa.
Now what's a ruler?
Naon pamarentah?
He's one who rules.
Eta nu ngakukeun pamarentahan.
Tries to take authority.
Rek ngarebut otoritas.
If I'm the devil,
amun abdi setan,
and I'm trying to rule and take authority,
abdi rek ngarebut pamarentahan jeung otoritas.
I find that all the authority has been given out to various structures.
Otoritas teh geus dibikeun ka sababaraha struktur.
So I seek to rule through the structure.
Abdi marentah ngaliwatan struktur.
Now I want you to look down from the top on our society.
Urang nempo tina level di masyarakat.
I want you to see society in the spirit world like the enemy sees it.
Nempona ku cara nempo musuh.
Everything in society is in a structure.
Di masyarakat aya strukturna.
Everywhere you live in society, there's authority over you.
Di mana bae salilana aya otoritas di urang.
A marriage is a structure.
Pernikahan eta struktur.
A family is a structure.
Kulawarga eta struktur.
A school is a structure.
Sekolah eta struktur.
A business, a corporation.
Bisnis, perusahaan.
The church is a structure.
Gereja eta struktur.
There's authority in the church.
Aya otoritas di gereja.
A city is a structure.
Kota eta struktur.
A tribe has a chief or village elders.
Warsaler bangsa e pamingpinna.
A political party or a trade union.
Partai politik jeung nu daragang.
A nation is a structure.
Bangsa-bangsa eta struktur.
Do you see this?
Dikajilaeun.
You cannot breathe air on this planet anywhere without being in many different structures.
Urang mah bisa ngambekan mun teu di rupa-rupa struktur.
So when we read the word ruler in the Bible,
jadi mun urang maca pamarentah di kitab suci,
we define that word,
urang ngarti.
And we realize that the enemy is seeking to rule through these structures.
Urang sadar musuh ngajajah teh ngaliwatan struktur.
Then we look around us in society and we see this is really true.
Masyarakat di sakurilingeun bener pisan.
You can see
urang nempo sorangan.
Can you see the devil trying to rule in marriages?
Bisa urang nempo setan nu ngawasaan pernikahan.
Families.
Keluarga.
What about through education?
Kumaha pendidikan?
What about through political parties?
Ada partai politik.
So it's not only biblical.
Ya, lain sekadar alkitabiah.
It's something we can see experientially in the world.
Urang bisa nempo jeung alami di sakuliah dunya.
So what do we do here?
Jadi kudu kumaha?
We pray towards the gate of structures.
Ngadoa keur panto gerbang dina struktur urang.
Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Baca hiji Timotius pasal 2.
I want you to look at this.
Coba tingali.
I want you to look at it in your Bible.
Baca kitab suci.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
Hiji Timotius 2, ayat hiji.
Timothy was an overseer of many local churches.
Timotius pamimpin di sababaraha gereja lokal.
He ordained elders and he mediated in the fights.
Nugeus dilantik milu peperangan.
He was to set the church in order and instruct the church.
Tugasna nyen gereja teratur mere instruksina.
So the Apostle Paul writes to him about the priorities.
Rasul Paulus nyuratan ngeunaan prioritas.
Notice what he says.
Naon dicaritakeunana?
Timothy, it's very important that the first priority of the church be to pray. I urge that first of all, many different kinds of prayers would go on. So, prayer is the first priority of the church.
Jadi ngadoa teh prioritas gereja.
But notice the three targets of prayer.
Sing ingat, aya tilu target doa.
He said, I want you to pray for every person.
Ngadoa keur sakabeh jalma.
Have you seen that in the Bible before?
Fungsi maca hal ieu dina kitab suci.
Not only does the Bible teach go to every creature.
Lain ngan ngajarkeun ngawartakeun Injil ka sakabeh makhluk.
Here the Bible is teaching us to pray for every creature.
Kitab suci doakeun kabeh makhluk.
How many churches do you know that pray for every person?
Sabaraha gareja nu kitu?
Who feel it's their responsibility to pray for every individual on the earth?
Anu tanggung jawab ngadoa keur sakabeh jalma di dunya.
We have several hundred million Christians in the world.
Aya sababaratus jiwa urang Kristen.
And someone figured out if we began to, if we all were praying,
amun sararang ngadoakeun dunya,
we would only have five or six people to pray for each.
Urang natengan kabagian lima atau genep urang.
So it's literally possible to target every person and pray for them.
Cek hitungan urang bisa ngadoakeun unggal jalma.
Now why are we to focus on every person?
Nah, kudu unggal jalma didoakeun.
Why does the Bible command this?
Nah, kitab suci nitah nu kieu.
Because they are the gates.
Kamaranehna gerbang.
In our last session we said how much is the devil in the earth?
Dina seri nu akhir ditanyakeun sabaraha lobana setan.
Exactly the amount that the people are allowing him by their sin and selfishness.
Pasarwa jeung jumlah jalma anu ngidinan asup ngaliwatan dosa anu ngona.
So we should pray for every person.
Jadi perlu didoakeun unggal jalma.
The second focus he said here is the kings.
Fokus dua mah raja-raja.
This simply means the leaders of nations.
Artinya pemimpin hiji bangsa.
If we had been doing this one verse for 2000 years.
Mun urang ngalakukeun ayat ieu 2000 taun.
We would read something different in the newspaper today.
Bisa ngabedakeun jeung di surat kabar ayeuna.
The conditions of our world are because we have not done what the Word of God has said.
Ayan dunya ieu na sabab urang acan ngalakukeun nu ku Gusti didawuhkeun.
We have people leading nations who should be locked up.
Urang boga pamimpin nagara nu kuduna mah ulah mimpin.
And it's the Christians' fault.
Eta teh kasalahan urang Kristen.
Because we have not targeted our prayer to the leaders of nations.
Lantaran teu nargetkeun doa keur pamimpin nagara.
Witchcraft targets these people.
Kun mah nargetkeun.
The occult targets these people.
Kawasa poek oge nargetkeun.
A majority of the leaders of nations consult the occult about their decisions.
Lolobana pamimpin nagara nanyakeun ka kaputusanana ka dukun.
We have left a great vacuum because we've just continued to have church and not know what our priorities are.
Geus ninggalkeun vakum gede lantaran gereja teu nyaho prioritasna.
I believe we can begin to change things by targeting these leaders.
Urang bisa ngarobah ku nargetkeun pamimpinna.
Now notice the third thing in 1 Timothy 2.
Perhatikeun nu katilu dina hiji Timotius 2.
He says pray for everyone in authority.
Na doa pikeun sakabeh jalma dina otoritas.
Why?
Nah.
Because they are the gate.
Antara maranehna pantok gerbangna.
Individuals are the individual gate.
Perorangan boga panto masing-masing.
But those in authority are the corporate gate.
Tapi pemimpin jadi gerbang corporate.
Gates were where decisions were made.
Gerbang teh tempat keputusan.
So every prime minister is under attack.
Unggal perdana menteri aya dina serangan.
Every husband.
Saban caroge.
Every parent.
Saban kolot.
Every policeman.
Unggal polisi.
Every pastor.
Unggal panatua.
Every judge and magistrate.
Unggal hakim.
They are targets of the enemy.
Eta target musuh.
Why?
Nah.
Because they're the corporate gate.
Maranehna gerbang corporate.
They're the ones that can open to the enemy for the whole structure.
Bisa muka gerbang musuh pikeun sakabeh struktur.
So that's why we're told in this scripture to target those same people.
Sababna dina kitab suci urang perlu nargetkeun nu saja.
Raise your hand if you're from a church whose first priority in existence is to pray for everyone in authority.
Sanggup mun boga tugas utama di gereja ngadoakeun sakabeh jalma dina otoritas.
Some are doing this.
Beberapa orang ngurut.
I used to go to a church where it was in the liturgy. That's good.
Fungsi ke gereja dina liturgi eta hade.
It's very biblical.
Alkitabiah.
So the first target is the structures.
Target nu pentingnya eta pamimpin struktur.
Don't just say God bless our country.
Ulah sakadar ngomong Gusti berkahan negara abdi.
Say, Lord, we're praying for this family.
Tapi ucapkan, Gusti abdi ngadoa kanggo kulawarga.
We're praying for that school.
Jeung sakola.
We're praying for the decisions that are being made in Parliament today.
Ngadoa keur mutuskeun anu didiskusikeun ku parlemen.
We're praying for the mayor of our city.
Perwali kota.
And the more specific we pray, the more faith we exercise.
Beki spesifik ngadoa beki gede iman.
The second gate that we can focus on is a geographical and people group gate.
Nyaeta gerbang wilayah jeung kelompok jalma.
There are words used in the scripture
dina kitab suci ayat-ayatna
and examples in the scripture
jeung contohna
that indicate that the enemy deploys his forces according to a map.
Mengindikasikan yang musuh boga kekuatan salui ujung wilayah.
He deploys his forces according to the groupings of people in society.
Digawena salui ujung kelompok jalma di masyarakat.
The demon spoke out of a man to Jesus.
Setan ngomong ka Yesus make jalma anu karasukan.
And they said, don't send us out of the area.
Langusir di dieu ti daerah.
In Daniel chapter 10.
Daniel pasal 10.
We have Daniel talking to an angel.
Daniel nyarios ka malaikat.
And he said, I was on my way 21 days ago to speak to you.
Beritas 21 dinten nu kaliwat rek nyarita ka anjing.
But the prince of Persia hindered me.
Tapi pangeran Persia ngadeg.
What is Persia?
Naon Persia teh?
It's two things.
Aya dua hal.
It's an area of the world.
Hiji area di dinya.
And it is a grouping of people.
Jeung kelompok jalma.
In Psalm 149,
Jabur 149,
verse 6, 7, 8,
ayat 6 sanggal 8 nyarita.
It says we should have high praises of God.
Pujian ngagungkeun Allah aya dina tikor maranehna.
And the two-edged sword.
Pedang seseukeutna dua dicekel.
These are two major emphases that God has been doing in the church for the last number of years.
Ieu dua hal nu ku Gusti dilakukeun pikeun gareja sababaraha taun katukang.
Worship and teaching.
Nyembah jeung ngajaran.
But notice it's not just singing songs, reading Bible.
Ieu lain ngan sakadar ngawih jeung maca Alkitab suci.
The sword is the sword of the Spirit.
Pedang teh pedang roh.
This is not just singing songs, this is high praise.
Lain sakadar ngawih tapi muji.
This is the word by the power of the Spirit and worship by the power of the Spirit.
Kita pangandika jeung nyembah dina kawasaro.
That's what's happening around the world like never before in history.
Ieu kajadian di sakeulah dunya saperti anu teu kungsi kajadian samemehna.
Why is God doing this?
Nah, Gusti mendamel ieu.
It's so we can have more enthusiastic Christianity?
Nah, supaya kekristenan jadi semangat.
Is it because God likes happy Christians?
Nah, Gusti rasap ka urang Kristen anu galumbira.
So we can be positive type people?
Urang bisa jadi jalma positif.
So we can make a lot of noise?
Supaya bisa ngarebut.
Verse 7 tells us in verse 7 of Psalm 149 tells us why.
Ayat 7 tina Jabur 149 ngajelaskeun.
What is the focus of all of this worship and the word of God?
Kumaha musyadna.
Psalm 149 verse 7.
Jabur 149 ayat
to execute vengeance on the people group nations and punishments on the people groups.
Keur malas ka bangsa-bangsa nyiksa ka seler-seler bangsa.
Here we have the same two things.
Aya dua hal nu sarua.
Geographical area.
Era geografis.
And people groupings.
Jeung kelompok jalma.
As you read through the book of Psalms,
mun kurang terus dibaca,
you'll see these combinations many times.
Katempo ngahijina sabaraha kali.
Psalm 2.
Jabur 2.
Verse 1.
Ayat.
Why do the nations rage?
Nah, rusuh bangsa-bangsa.
Why do the peoples think silly thoughts?
Nah, seler bangsa marane migawe nugaplah.
Here we have the same two things.
Ya, dua hal nu sarua.
The nations.
Bangsa-bangsa.
And the people groups.
Jeung kelompok-kelompok jalma.
So this gate that we're talking about.
Ieu teh gerbang.
Is against the forces of darkness that have entrenched themselves in geographical areas and amongst people groupings.
Lawan kawasa poek anu asupna ngaliwatan daerah geografis jeung kelompok-kelompok jalma.
Some people have trouble with demons being in geographical regions.
Beberapa orang kaganggu ngadenge aya setan di daerah geografis.
But let me ask you a question.
Abi rek nanya.
Are demons omnipresent like God?
Nah, setan maha hadir seperti Gusti.
No, they're not.
Itu, itu bisa.
So where are demons?
Di marana ayana?
Over there.
Di dinya.
Over this way.
Di dia.
They're in that area.
Di daerah di dinya.
They have to be in a place.
Kudu aya di hiji tempat.
God is everywhere at once.
Gusti mah aya di mana-mana dina waktu anu sami.
But demons have to be somewhere.
Setan mah kudu aya di hiji tempat.
So that should not be a problem that they are in geographical areas.
Jadi kudu aya di hiji daerah geografis.
I can go to the African continent, for instance.
Contoh abi bisa ke benua Afrika.
Stand on a border.
Tapel wates.
My toes are in a country that has less than 100 Christians.
Lamun suku aya di daerah nu jumlahna kekristenan teu nepi ka 100 urang.
My heels are in a country where people, thousands of people become Christians every week.
Suku nu hijina deui aya di nagara nu unggal poe 1000 anu tobat.
Explain that to me.
Jelaskeun.
There's not even a fence there.
Deukeut pisan.
Why is the atmosphere different in the north part of the city than it is in the south part of the city?
Tapi na atmosfer beda pisan di sisi kaler jeung kidul.
Why is there so much different atmosphere in that village or in that family than in the other village and family?
Nah, loba beda na suasana desa jeung desa sejenna.
Demonic power has to be locational because it's not omnipresent.
Roh jahat kudu aya di lokasi anu tangtu sabab lain maha hadir.
Now, what does that tell us about our spiritual warfare?
Naon artina dinu peperangan rohani?
We focus on the gate of geography.
Urang musatkeun kana gerbang geografi.
We pray for the north part of the country.
Ngadoa keur bagian kaler hiji nagara.
We focus on that nation.
Musatkeun ka bangsa-bangsana.
Now let me tell you the exciting part of this.
Abdi masihan terang anu narik.
A few years ago when I used to teach this,
ang taun-taun nu kaliwat abdi keur ngajar.
At this point in my sermon, I used to talk about 8 countries where there were no Christians.
Cantrang aya 8 nagara nu teu aya saurang Kristenan.
I can't say that anymore.
Abdi teu nyaritakeun eta deui.
There are none left.
Ayeuna geus lain kitu.
Geographical praying has made a difference.
Adoh secara geografis nya nu beda.
We need to focus on the gates.
Tatkeun kana panto gerbang.
Structures,
struktur,
geographical and people groupings in society.
Geografis jeung kelompok masyarakat.
In our next session, we will talk about two other focuses and gates that we can move on.
Dina sesi saterasna nyaritakeun dua gerbang deui anu bisa disingkirkeun.
Join with me in prayer.
Mangga ngadoa.
Father, thank you for showing us where the gates are.
Amatur nuhun parantos nuduhkeun ayeuna gerbang.
We cannot patch our boat until we know where the leaks are.
Teu tiasa nambal perahu mung teu terang bocorna.
We cannot live in the victory that was purchased at Calvary unless we know whether we're opening the doors or not.
Keterang hirup dina kaunggulan nu tos ditebus di Kalvari nepi katerang muka sareng mendet.
So help us to shut these doors.
Tulungan abdi bade mendetkeun.
Then send us out as a mighty army to kick open the gates.
Pintunkeun salaku prajurit perkasa kanggo nyingkirkeun gerbang eta.
And help us to focus our prayers and our warfare.
Tulungan abdi supaya musat ngadoa ajeung peperangan. Abdi nampi bajuang.
We rise to the challenge by your grace and power.
Ieu dina anugrah sareng kawasa salira.
In the name of Jesus.
Nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.